President Obama's pick to be his science advisor in the White House says the Arctic should be more of a priority. Dr. John Holdren testified today before the Senate Commerce Committee as part of his confirmation process.
I do think that we have been devoting inadequate resources to our ability to operate in the Arctic. I think we are down to two heavy icebreakers in the Coast Guard, both near the end of their operational life. That's a particularly serious problem for our capacity to operate in the Arctic in an era when other countries are expanding their activities there.
Holdren is one of the nation's leading scientists pushing for policies that fight climate change. In the White House, he'll advise President Obama on science issues. Holdren is a professor at Harvard University and director of the Woods Hole Research Center in Massachusetts, which focuses on environmental issues. He says not only is the Arctic changing, but more needs to be done to ensure safety there.
The capacity to respond to oil spills is, in my judgment, also not adequate. And I think we're going to have to take a careful look at how to increase the resources available to the Coast Guard and the other relevant agencies so that we can do a better job in that important region.
Holdren spoke to the Senate Commerce Committee alongside the president's nominee to head the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Dr. Jane Lubchenco fielded questions from Senator Mark Begich, including one about fish farming. Begich pointed out that Alaska has banned it. Lubchenco says while she sees there are legitimate concerns about fish farming, she's not prepared to take it off the table.
It's my view that aquaculture, wherever it is practiced, is a very key element of our food production systems, and that certain types of aquaculture are much more benign in terms of their potential impact on the environment.
NOAA is the federal agency that takes the lead on fish farming policies and practices. Lubchenco did say she wants to see scientifically based information about how to make sure fish farming does not negatively impact wild fisheries.
I don't believe that we have identified the right conditions under which aquaculture is sustainable. I would make that a priority if I were confirmed.
Lubchenco also says decisions about no-take zones should be made with public and stakeholder input.
I have seen firsthand scientific information that suggests that marine protected areas and no-take marine reserves can in fact bring huge benefit, both in terms of protecting natural resources and in some cases in helping to restore depleted fisheries.
Lubchenco is a professor at Oregon State University. She's one of the nation's most prominent marine biologists.